The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox!
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Yo, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb!
Wall dick, well, yeah!
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show!
Thanks.
I'm Joe Exotic, and today this is not going out to any kind of a presidential candidate or any politician. The purpose of this video today is to let you know who I am. First thing is, I am not cutting my hair. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I am gay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life. I currently got legally married. Thank God. It's finally legal in America. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs through the younger years of my life. I am broke as shit. I have a judgment against me from some bitch down there in Florida, but I can tell you I paid a fine with the USDA, and that is nothing but a civil fine, ladies and gentlemen. That does not mean that I was accused or convicted of any kind of animal cruelty thing. I built one of the biggest facilities and the nicest facilities for exotic animals in this country as far as a private individual goes. I'm Joe Exotic. And don't forget, I am now stepping my foot in the ring to run for president. And this is all paid for by the committee of Joe Exotic Speaks for America.
I am a real American.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. And give it up for that gentleman that was just on there. Kind of squashing gay stereotypes. He says he's not going to dress nice or cut his hair. And here we are in the world of queer eye for a straight guy. And nice to know that they're disheveled gay people as well.
However, Joe Exotic, not probably somebody that anyone wants to claim is one of their own, because I believe about a couple of months ago, he was convicted of murder for hire, and it was that person he's talking about there. I guess this woman who ended up like trying to shut down his animal sanctuary. Do you remember that unbelievable video that he made? He tried to have a reality show about, look at me, I got these crazy guys, and we got a bunch of tigers in Florida. And it was basically them being mauled by tigers and tackled, which is basically, I think, 50% of the residents of Florida.
Right.
And so this woman, I guess, tried to file something that said that he was being cruel to the animals. And if I'm getting the story straight, he ended up trying to hire someone to murder her, and it didn't work, and they found out, and now he's going to be in jail for a long, long time. Yeah, it says, in November 2017, Exotic paid a supposed hitman $3,000 to kill this woman and promised to pay more.
Can't turn that down.
$3,000 in like...
For life in prison.
Three months worth of like meat that he had stored in his fridge and promised to pay more after she was dead. He tried to hire another hitman the next month. That supposed killer turned out to be an undercover FBI agent whose secret recordings of the plot were played for jurors. So he was also found guilty of falsifying records related to selling tigers, lions, and a baby lemur. There were violations of the Lacey Act, which prohibits falsifying records of wildlife transactions.
Well, not a great guy.
No, not the best guy in the world.
All right. So here is an update on my 30 days of sobriety that I'm going for. First of all, I have not gone to the number two in quite some time.
Now, how does that affect it? Like, is that something that
I don't know if it affects anyone else, but it's a non-duty situation. There is in the evenings, if I have dinner, I become like I look like I'm 9 months pregnant, like for real. Like,
yeah,
because it's very uncomfortable. And
have you changed your diet along with not drinking, or is it just not drinking?
It's just not drinking.
Wow. Okay.
It has made me exceptionally constipated. Number two, my wife's like, I'm going to do this with you because you. Last night, my wife drank.
Well, so you.
Then dismissed the whole thing. Because she's like, I had a glass and a half wine. I wasn't with her. And I said, oh, well, not because you couldn't have stopped. I said, you're the one who drank.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't stop. I'm like, I didn't start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but isn't that like a wife? She got very defensive. I'm like, oh, look at this. Look at who couldn't go this amount of time. And so so that happened. And then there is a plea deal. So if I go the entire 30 days, I finish like the Saturday before Halloween, which I believe is on a Friday.
Okay.
So my wife and I celebrate the first time that I allowed her to allow me to penetrate her. By going to the opening day of whatever hockey, whatever town we live in, their professional hockey team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a week from tomorrow.
Okay.
So the deal on the table, which I don't think I'm going to take, is that I would drink the night of the hockey game, but thereafter, I would sacrifice the days, like the 6 days,
until leading after Halloween?
Leading up to Halloween. So Halloween would be... So essentially, I'd be adding 5 or 6 days to my sobriety.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing
no
it.
No way. No. Just you've gotten this far. Don't do it.
But
there's no... I mean, there really aren't many better drinking holidays than Halloween anymore.
No. I would be able to drink on Halloween.
Oh, you would be?
Yeah. So
you
still
don't do it. I mean...
I don't think I'm going to do it.
You've gotten this far, and you know what? There's part of your body that I think at that point might start to actually feel change. You know what I mean? Like after like 3 weeks of not doing something, can't you almost start to feel like a little bit of a change? I've heard people when they've given up caffeine, it's been like the first 2 weeks stink, and then after 3 weeks, all of a sudden things are a little bit different.
Well,
and I don't know if that's the same way with like alcohol.
I'm fine, and I'm not like craving alcohol, but I again, got to sleep at 2 a.m. and woke up, a couple half hours later, but I don't feel tired.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't nap yesterday. Here's the thing, is that the same thing happened yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to nap.
Yeah.
Ooh, long day.
Yeah.
So boring. So very boring. I got like my hair cut. I went out to lunch. I did all this stuff. And I'm realizing like, if I don't go to bed till 2, I got a ton of time left in the day. Like there's a lot of day to kill. Very, very boring. Very, very boring. So, I don't think I'm going to take that deal. Who knows?
Are you feeling better, though? I mean, how long has it been? Has it been 2 weeks?
It's been, I don't want to say, but it's been not quite 2 weeks, no.
Okay.
But it's been the longest I've gone... Probably since I've been in college.
And how do you feel?
I can't go to the bathroom.
How do we feel about being constipated?
I'll tell you this, is I feel very, very bored. Very, very long days.
That's because you have more energy and you're not falling asleep.
And also, over the course of all this time, there's not a day like where you can kill, 5 hours by drinking. You know, that's nice. You can kill some time.
Puzzles. Get yourself some puzzles.
I got a puzzle.
Did you really?
Dan has a good point. You watch the Cardinals game and the end of that Cardinals game without drinking?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched.
Not easy.
I couldn't watch the first seven innings. I watched the final.
You got to watch the best part.
Yeah, I did.
Final two innings.
Yeah. I saw the dingas, and then I saw the power of Paul Goldschmidt at first base. So yes, I did watch that game. That was one of the first hurdles. But if I make it through that Bruins game, I worked out for the first time in 2 months. I can't move my arms. Manny, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Fred. I just want to say congratulations and good luck. I've got there's five of us, a tight knit group of friends, and we've been doing the Sober October thing.
Yeah.
And I must say, I am the only one who is still sober. My friends lasted 3 days. It's a complete mess. I went over to visit my buddy last night, and yeah, he had a shot in front of him, and I was like, okay, so much for that. But I just wanted to say good luck. And as far as like the number two thing, yeah, that'll happen. And when it happens, we'll just evacuate the premises.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Have a good day, guys.
It's gonna hurt.
But you're eating like these healthy shakes in the morning, aren't they? Kind of helping move, like lube things up.
I have it. The blender hasn't been cleaned because my son makes, without me knowing, makes milkshakes.
Okay.
So like, I can never use the blender, so I haven't been able to make a smoothie. I take Metamucil, but that hasn't done anything. That's funny. They lasted 3 days. Yeah. That's going to happen. It's going to be a painful situation. So we'll see what my decision is with the Bruins. Because I mean, ultimately, if you have one day and then you stop after that for that long, I mean, it still has the same benefit. But
and you know what? It is going to be tough. Like I mean, going to a big sporting event like that and not drinking,
it's like a celebration
and that too. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough.
Yeah. And apparently, if like even after that amount of time, like a few weeks,
yeah,
like you get like hammered.
Oh yeah, like if you haven't had it in your system in a while, and all
like if you were drinking like a lot, you know, and a lot is like they say 14 units a week, which is two drinks a day. Which I mean, I'm well above that. I mean, I didn't drink every day, but I mean, on the weekends I would get loaded, and if you stop that, oof. Your body just says, hello, friend.
How tough is it?
It sucked. Well, I took something to go to sleep last night. And I still couldn't go to sleep. It sucked. Just thinking about the 30 days, if it was just like I'm not going to drink today or tomorrow, like it would have been fine. Because, I mean, I do that all the time. But just having in my mind that it was 30 days put me in a frame of mind where I was like,
well, I mean, this is not, and I don't mean to belittle the huge steps that people who actually do, like, but it's the one day at a time, like, concept.
Yeah.
If you just think about what's going on the day in front of you.
Yes.
That is something that now you're kind of taking a look at and going, well, now I know why that's a mantra that people
right.
have to say constantly.
Because if you say, if the thing is you agree to go 30 days,
yeah,
then you're like, well,
oh my god, that's 30 days, right?
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, okay, well, it's been 5 days, there's 25 days left, or there's been 10 days. Well,
seems like nothing.
I'm only a third of the way through. But no, it's fine. It just, I can't sleep or take a dump. That's the problem. But everyone's doing Sober October, so
why October? Is it just because it rhymes with sober or?
Perhaps, but also there's nothing like the weather is not great. There's no major holiday.
Well, it's Halloween, yeah. And usually when the weather starts getting cold, that's when you want to start drinking.
I don't know. Like, the summer, I think you're out more. And
now that I get. Like if it's kind of a let's repair ourselves after a summer of beating ourselves to hell.
Right.
Okay,
and then
that I understand.
Like, November would be really hard because of Thanksgiving, and forget December. Oh, that ain't happening.
No, no, no.
So I think October seems like the easiest month, I guess. All right, Rich, what is coming up?
All right, well, let's get to the kicker situation. And on top of that, the Bruins looking pretty good down in Dallas yesterday.
We'll be right back.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened yesterday? Lots and lots of things.
Yeah, it was fairly eventful, including something that happened immediately after we got off the air, which is the way it always works. The search for a new kicker was over. Steven Gostkowski out for the season. The Patriots chose not to go with the YouTube sensation who kicked 80 yarders, which would have absolutely ruled, but instead went with the safe bet. 37-year-old Mike Nugent. Now, the Nuge, he's converted 253 of 311 field goal attempts. That's good for about 82%. Now, as Fred told us yesterday, which is something I did not know, but I would think if you're a Jets fan, you would remember this. He entered the league as a second-round pick.
I remember exactly where I was. I was with Rich, was around,
mm-hmm.
as he was. That's how long we've been friends. And I was at the...
The Palms?
The Palms, when it was fun to be at. And... we went up to the very classy room that we had with the stripper pole in it. And
it was his bachelor party.
It was my bachelor
party. Oh, not at the, that wasn't at the Palms. This is a different place.
No, this is at the Palms. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
And
in Vegas.
We had about 20 guys in the room. And I was curious because the Jets didn't have a first-round pick. And I remember sitting there and going, oh, they took a kicker. That's the Jets.
Well, since that fateful day when he was drafted in the second round, he's also been with the Cardinals, the Buccaneers, Bengals, Bears, Cowboys, and Raiders. He's basically played for half the league.
Yep.
And now he has enjoyed great success at Gillette, where he's hit 9 of 11 field goals. He's 10 for 10 on extra points.
Wow.
His career long, 55 yards, and he's 13 of 30 all-time in attempts of 50 yards or longer.
Well, the reason that he's out of the league is that, what was it, John, like 3 years ago, he couldn't make an extra point?
Yes.
And so he went through this. How many extra points did he miss?
Was 3 years ago when they narrowed the uprights?
I don't know. Well,
does it coincide with that?
He was very critical of the league moving back the extra point because he said that, people want scoring and you're just taking away scoring. And so that I would say is like, yeah, ooh, extra points.
Yeah, nobody cared about the extra points.
2003, he missed six of them.
Okay.
Or not 2003. 2016, he missed six of them. Yeah, looking at 23 of 29. That's where the three came in. 2016, last year in Cincinnati, 23 of 29 on both field goals and extra points.
And so he wasn't overly terrible at field goals, but he got the yips.
Yeah.
And then from there, and then he got cut by the Bengals, and it's funny to hear the highlights because Lapham is doing them, and Lapham thinks everything's going in, and then he's like, oh yeah, oh! And
he's the only one in the radio who out Zolak.
Yeah,
I don't know. They got this guy in Miami. Cephalo is just as bad.
Oh, Jimmy, he's still alive?
I think Cephalo is still doing Dolphins games. He was a couple of years ago. Cephalo is just as bad as Lapham, but the two of them are the leaders of the clubhouse.
All right, I need to hear
Zolak is on the 18th green.
he's hovering around there.
Yeah. Zolak's up there.
Well, reportedly, it will be the muffmaker himself, Jake Bailey, who's going to take over kickoff duties, something he was good at during training camp and during the preseason. Here is long snapper Joe Cardona on having to do all these changes and deal with these new guys.
Yeah, so we've been, myself and Jake have been working with Steven exclusively. You know, now that we have a new piece in it, it's about, him getting used to us getting used to him. You know, it's not rocket science. It's just about getting repetition and, being ready to to go out there and perform.
All right. So I didn't know until yesterday that the way to pronounce this gentleman's name is Young Wei Koo.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looked like Young Ho the way it was pronounced, but it's Young Wei.
Young Wei.
Okay. Young Wei Koo. He also came in to audition for the team, and he got a spot on the practice squad as insurance.
Yeah, showing the faith they have in Mike Nugent.
Well, I mean,
I wouldn't have faith. I mean, he's the reason he's unemployed.
Yeah. But he has never kicked in a winning playoff game either, if I remember correctly.
But the teams he played for sucked. I mean, you can't almost take that away from
him. I wouldn't want Nugent's going to infuriate people at least one game this season. He might cost him a game this season.
But... Well, I mean, you got to think of when are they actually going to get to a point where they're actually it's going to matter. I feel they're going to be up by three. Baltimore's probably going to be the first one where it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and then there's the bye, and then
they have a bunch of them coming up later in the season.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be
two or three in a row.
Yeah, you've got four more weeks until you got to worry about this guy.
A home field advantage, man. Kansas City's right there with you. That's what you worry about.
Yeah, and so. But I don't imagine there's many teams that keep a kicker on the practice squad, and you know how much Belichick cherishes every roster spot. So if I'm Mike Nugent, I'm thinking I can't make a mistake.
Well, Young Wei, not really the best record in his four career games with the Chargers when he was a rookie in 2017. He was 3-for-6 on field goal attempts. Well, he did convert all 9 of his extra point attempts, so he's got that going for him.
He lasted a month. He kicked for the first month for the Chargers, and then they cut him.
Yeah, when you're kicking 50%, I would say that it's probably a good move to move on. Well, good news on the other side of things, Ben Watson is returning for the first time since suffering a concussion August 22nd in the third preseason game against Carolina. He was also forced to sit through the first four regular season games. He was serving a suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. They're going to need him. He's somebody that they're going to expect to come in and make some sort of difference. And Devin McCourty was made AFC Defensive Player of the Month for September. Did I hear that he's like the only player in Patriots history to get four interceptions in four games like in a row?
Yep.
Something like that. I mean, he has had really one hell of a start to the season. On top of that, that is added to the day after Kyle Van Noy was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week as well. So there you go. Congratulations to those guys. I'm sure everything is going fantastic. Mm-hmm. Now, from everything that you have heard and you have seen, and I know we're going to have Bert in here later on. Bert had a great story about this preseason went to go check out Bears camp. And, you know, obviously the history with their kicker was, you know, atrocious at the end of the year. And he said that usually when the kickers are working out, most people in preseason, you know, it's time where you go and you go get a drink and you kind of stiff your member of the media. He said everybody, and I mean everybody, like gathered round as they were auditioning guys. And he said you could hear a pin drop. And he said they called it Augusta. Like when these guys are kicking, it just got so silent because everyone's freaking out so much about having these kickers. And if you saw that game ended last night, you got a guy like Zuerlein missing a 44-yarder. And you realize, dude, it's not going to be sunshine and roses. Get ready because you've had you've had 10 years now of Stephen Gostkowski. And
Zuerlein's-
before that, you had, you know, Adam Vinatieri. Just get ready.
Yeah. Zuerlein's one of the best three kickers in the league.
Yep. Yep. And you see that yesterday, and that's not the kind of thing as a Patriots fan you want to watch when somebody who isn't, maybe you can't really call him nails, but as you said, consistently very good. And he lost a game for him last night. Obviously, you can't put it all on him, but I'm going to this morning because it fits
my
narrative.
That's why you have a kicker. I mean, you want him to make a 44-yard field goal at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly their purpose.
That's not Nugent.
I just see Nugent costing you in a game, you know, 4 to 6 points.
But just
not every game.
But Fred, when you look at the seven people that they brought in, because it was five the first day, two yesterday. Statistically, he looked like the best.
I thought they were going to use Nugent all along. I thought that they'd want a veteran guy, and I thought that Nugent has been, you know, competent except for that 1 year of his career, competent, and certainly not worth a second round pick, Tannenbaum. But
Was Tannenbaum?
I got to imagine it was Tannenbaum. But he's not going to be a, you know, one of the top half of the kickers in the league. I mean, he's going to be a below average kicker. And plus you come into New England but for the kickers, it's weird because you're not around anyone. Like they basically just go out, like the holder,
the long snapper, the punter, and the kicker. I mean, you talk to the guy. I mean, they're just, they're not even like around.
I think
they're
most of the kickers kind of want to be alone too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, what's the point of them practicing with the team? I mean, they just fiddle around.
No tackling drills.
Remember when they had the kid from Michigan, the punter?
Zoltan Mesko.
Zoltan Mesko. Yeah. And we were talking to him. And I don't even think it was on air. I think it was at some, like, I think it might have been at a...
Immediate day for the Super Bowl?
No. I think it might have been at a Stanley Cup event in 2011. And
when Edelman had the sweater?
When Edelman was still just some jabroni little guy. Mm-hmm. And he was telling us, he's like, just go to the field and screw around. He's like, you don't really have to do anything. So maybe this atmosphere is not going to matter to Nugent. All right, Rich, what else are we going to talk about?
Bruins get their season started and look pretty damn good in the process.
Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and...
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Sports Hub.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Oh, at OG. Oh, yeah. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. All right, Rich. The Bruins played last night. First game of the season.
They did, and they waited exactly 1 minute and 9 seconds to get this season scoring started.
Puck rimmed around to the far side. Andrew Cogliano unable to get it out. Coyle keeps it in. Far circle, it's Richie. Shoots, he scores! Brett Richie, the former star, zips one in from the far circle, and the Bruins out to an early 1-0 lead.
Okay, so the living President Bush was there, and he was in the Bruins locker room. What percentage of the Bruins do you think knew who he was?
Okay, so Marchand looked excited. Like the videos that I saw, like Marchand looked like he was into it.
But like if you're...
I bet all of them. Dude, it's a president.
You got some guys who are in their upper 20s, low 30s. Got a lot of guys
like that.
No.
I don't care. But do you think DeBrusque?
Yes.
No.
Are you kidding me? No. Dude, if you're 20, he's you know who the previous six presidents are.
No, you don't. He's Canadian.
But he's lived in America for... I mean, and also...
He lives in Edmonton, which is an outpost.
Even if you live in Canada, you know who the presidents are. It's like pop culture. Okay, everywhere.
So so when Bush was president... DeBrusque was probably like 10.
Maybe.
And so, they go, hey, here's a president. And he probably recognized the name. But, I mean.
Oh, you see, you're not giving him enough credit. I even think if you're a Canadian, you knew who the American presidents were.
At 10?
Yeah.
Who is the prime minister?
It's different. Knowing who a Canadian prime minister as an American is different. America is such a huge pop culture thing. I mean, these people are referenced on TV shows, movies. There was a movie made about George W. Bush. I mean,
How many people know that the movie W was about George W. Bush?
And Dan just made a great point. I mean, he was everywhere during 9/11. You know who President Bush is.
I think that you might be, you know, it's one of those things like you hear of like an actor and you go, I recognize that name.
This isn't like somebody from America not knowing who the Tragically Hip is. You know, a Canadian band that sells out, you know, like Gillette Stadium.
You're saying it's more the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, right. This is
not Backstreet Boys. It's more like Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, right. This is somebody that, trust me, the American presidents, if you're a Canadian.
I know you know the name.
And you'd know his face. There's no question.
But there's no way you know anything about him or anything. It's just like you're meeting a president.
I think
if you're 23 years old, a Canadian who's 23 years old, I have a feeling that is not at the tip of your tongue.
I mean, you might not be blown away to meet a president if you were someone who was, you know, Canadian or but they absolutely knew him and they probably knew something about him. And yeah, but that, boy, he was just happy as hell. And Marchand, like of all people, was like, hey, it's George Bush. I don't know why he was so
Bush Fairweather fan.
Right, yeah, I know. Going with the Stars jersey showing up.
He's not even from Dallas, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Are they from Fort Worth?
He lives in Dallas. I know that.
Well, big deal.
So he has a house there.
Kind of jabroni just sits there. Ooh, bandwagon.
You know, the house he used to live in was very kind of like simple house in a neighborhood.
It's like Warren Buffett.
But you could drive by it and you know that there's probably like dudes hiding in the trees, like snipers, so you can't get anywhere near it. Now, he probably has four or five houses, but the one that was in Dallas was, you know, fairly modest for somebody who comes from oil money.
Well, it's funny. It's like Warren Buffett. He lives in, like, Nebraska or Oklahoma or something in, like, a ranch house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he just does it to do it. To sure.
Well, Brett Ritchie, of course, breaks the seal for Boston, a former star back in Dallas, and he made his presence known immediately in the Bruins' 2-1 win last night in Texas, and it wasn't much longer after that until the hits kept coming.
To the far side, swept up top. Now Grizzly, right circle McAvoy, high slot Grizzly, far circle Heinen, shoots, he scores! Dan Heinen with a bullseye, short side, over Bishop's right shoulder, power play goal, Bruins 2, Stars nothing.
Mm-hmm. 6 minutes in, you got another one. Two shots on goal, two goals. That's how things started out for the Bruins, but then this kid, is it Rupe Hintz?
Rupe Hintz.
Wow, he got on the board for the Stars doing two things. Number one, showing you that dude is fast. Like, I don't think there's anyone on the Bruins with that guy's speed. Holy crap. And number two, when he scored, he triggered, hands down, the best goal song in the entire NHL.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Vinny Paul!
That's not Dimebag, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Dimebag! Rest in peace, Vinny Paul! Black armband!
I found myself, while I was watching the game, reading the history of this song that Pantera made for the Dallas Stars in 99. By the way, anyone want to guess the name of that song?
It's Score.
Puck Off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. This is Cowboys from Hell.
What was the name of Vinnie Paul and Dimebag's band?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, here's the new guy, Brett Ritchie, on his first goal as a Bruin.
Felt good. Obviously, you know, anytime you can chip in. And
I don't need to hear any more of that.
Was he going to play if...
I don't think so.
If Krejci was out
there? Krejci was out there. I don't think Ritchie plays.
So he apparently skated around beforehand, but Bruce Cassidy said that they just didn't, it didn't feel right.
And smart.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't push that guy. I mean, I know that obviously they want to get him out there, they want to get him reps, but I mean, you're right. He's somebody that you're going to have to be delicate with most of the season. He's already one of the elder statesmen of this team, and we know the injuries he's gone through. Why they're going to try to push him out?
I wouldn't play him until I was 1,000% sure that he was okay.
So the Bruins continue their quest for a perfect season as they head to Arizona to take on the Coyotes, and the puck drops tomorrow night at 9 p.m., and seeing that it's a Friday, I don't even mind the late puck drop. So there you go. Two more games after that on the road until they eventually come back here for their first home game of the season. Who's the first home game? Who are they playing?
Jersey, I think.
Jersey. All right.
The anniversary of me banging my wife.
Tomorrow night. Did I say tonight? Tomorrow night in Arizona.
The first time we had sex, it was the original six. It was the Red Wings versus
not the Thrashers.
It was the Red Wings.
I was going to say,
that was in Atlanta. Yeah. I think we're off here a little.
There was only six teams in the league.
All right.
It feels like being married.
Okay, I got it.
Ray Ferraro bobblehead night.
it was Gordie Howe bobblehead night.
Right. It fascinated me.
It was Gordie Howe cigarette night.
Right. They just gave out a pack.
A pack of smokes.
Right. They did that, you know, when Heinsohn used to play. It was, you know, Heinsohn smokes. Well, you could have half of his pack when the game was done.
So I did these, like, I don't know how I got roped into it because it was free, but I did these, like, book signings with Bob Ryan.
Yeah.
And then I did them with Bobby Orr, but it was so much different because people liked the Bruins so much more. But Bob Ryan has these pictures of the Garden where it's just the court is just in smoke. Fireworks just went off.
Yeah, back in the day, when there were no fire codes at all at the end of the old garden, you were allowed to smoke not in your seat, but in the tunnel behind.
Well, that's everything.
There's no ventilation.
No, but this is before that. This is in like the 50s.
Same building.
No, I know, John, but you could smoke in your seat.
I see.
And then people were smoking cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was no place you couldn't smoke in the concourse.
So Tommy Heinsohn, I mean, he doesn't do a ton of interviews, but you remember about like 6 years ago or so when we had him on, and he ripped on you, which was kind of funny because you're stumbling over your words.
Back to back days, we had Orr and Heinsohn get angry at me. Remember that?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But that's just par for the course. But we asked Heinsohn about smoking. And he said, yeah, like before games, he would rip butts right in the hallway, right before he went on the court.
And he would, was it Bird too, who would like go to the tunnel and smoke?
I don't think it was Bird.
No. I think it was Bird.
See, I never knew Bird as a smoker, was he?
Bird smoked.
I don't remember that story. Bird was definitely a smoker.
Isn't that true? He would go
I do remember something like that, yeah.
Yeah, like Heinsohn told a story, Gorman told a story, that Bird would go into like he'd be out of the game and he'd go into like the tunnel and just start ripping butts.
The dude's got the skin of a smoker. I shouldn't be surprised.
I mean, oh, is he ugly? I mean, he is such an ugly person.
He had the long mullet like hair for a while there.
He wasn't that ugly like back then. I mean, he was no matinee idol, but I mean, now he's like, look away, male Medusa. All right.
Larry's lost a lot of weight. He looks good now. Come on now.
I don't care if he was. There's plenty of humongously obese people that aren't frightening to the eye. I mean, he was frightening to the eye.
All right, what's coming up, Rich?
All right, if you didn't think that Antonio Brown wouldn't behave himself in court, then you're wrong. We have an insane blow-by-blow account of him losing his mind during his court case that he was going into last week.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Detroit verse, everybody.
Right off the rotten apple by the poison tree. All these females need to email to make noise, and nothing's changing a lot. With my authority, then he shall see shells, but not by the seashore. If he gang banging or not, as simple as the alphabet. He F with me, that G shall surely see. He definitely is bout it. His retail fraud, he's weak. The honest gesture, the trigger finger round the diamond tester. We tell flaw with heat. The same soldier, it's me, myself, and I riding round, shooting my biopic in my autobiography. Range Rover, this ain't the squash.
All right, I'm gonna expose my metal fandom and my complete lack of knowledge of most things modern hip hop. Is that Kanye West?
No.
Okay. You heard about Kanye West saying that he's only making gospel music from now on, right?
Yeah, he's a very sane individual with a lot of people to tell him no.
He's got that Sunday service thing going on where it's basically him and it's like by invite only, and you have to show up wearing like a white robe. You have to bring your own white robe, and it's this crazy gospel music. I mean, that's a man whose head just exploded.
Royce the 5'9".
Do you remember Donald Trump invited him into the White House and like gave him the floor in front of the media?
Oh, yes. That was awesome. As I said, his brain exploded. Oh. He just went crazy.
Man. Well, at least he doesn't worship a bunch of pagans that believe in the child sacrifice.
Don't say that. That'll get you kicked off the news network. So speaking of someone whose brain may have exploded.
Yeah, the stream. Oh, what a job that guy had, man.
Well, Antonio Brown. Who would have thought that when the day started with him walking into his court case, live streaming the people who are walking next to him and smiling and laughing as he's being accused of causing nearly $100,000 in damages to a luxury high-rise condo that he was in. That's the same one where he apparently threw furniture off of and almost hit a kid. Who would have thought things would have gone even worse from that moment on? So there is a new 35-page motion that was filed by the opposing attorney in that court case, accusing Antonio Brown of, during that hearing, tumultuous tirades, defiant rants, and profane language that the lawyer claims derailed the taking of his deposition. So he was supposed to come in and, on record, like being videotaped, give a deposition as to what happened. And by the way, please make that public. I need to see the videotaped deposition of Antonio Brown.
Or get someone to translate the deposition of Antonio Brown based on his text.
But it's never that easy with Antonio Brown. According to the opposing attorney, Brown wrecked the proceedings with a litany of reprehensible behavior, and he wants the judge in the case to order a new deposition with the inclusion of a court-appointed babysitter, basically, a special master who would oversee the proceedings and hold Brown accountable. Now, according to the filing, here's some of the highlights of what Brown did during his time there. Number one, he arrived nearly 30 minutes late to the deposition. Well, I mean, listen, when you got to do a Facebook Live or Instagram Live, you might, you know, end up being a little behind.
That's going to make him so famous. He's investing that money so well.
He acted, quote, belligerent and pugnacious. That's a good word. Refusing to answer the most routine questions, despite
like
their
boxing term.
So he wouldn't answer any questions despite there being no objection to the questioning coming from his counsel. He chanted over and over, as if a mantra, a narrative of his own warped concept of the proceeding. I love how that's worded. He's probably just like, call God, call God, call God.
I think I have audio, Rich, of him speaking at the event. He was overcome with the spirit of the Lord.
Maybe he was. Acting, quote, as if he was above the rule of law, he proceeded to make a mockery of the deposition process. They said Brown's antics were so unreasonable that barely 20 minutes into the deposition, his counsel asked for a break so he could speak with Brown about his demeanor.
Yeah.
When the deposition resumed, Brown began texting on his cell phone. Regardless of multiple requests from his own counsel and from the undersigned, Brown continued texting. They said after approximately 20 to 30 minutes, Brown required another break. When the deposition resumed, he increased his level of obstructive behavior. At one point, Brown refused to answer any questions, instead saying, next question, no less than 10 times. Soon thereafter, Brown started announcing a countdown, starting at 5 minutes and counting down the minutes thereafter. Before noon, Brown left the conference room, and that was that. So now this motion has been filed in order to get him back into the courtroom with a babysitter to make sure that he actually goes through with this videotaped deposition.
Yes, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way.
Burger King.
Oh my God. Is that bun getting worn out? Is
pretty much. It just goes so well with that sound effect you just played. So, but the good news is that once again, that will also be videotaped. I'm wondering if this one's going to get out of him losing his mind. I mean,
the lawyers probably confiscated everyone's phone and was like,
I was just going to say,
it's
not legal to tape the proceedings unless the judge is aware of it.
No. You tape a deposition.
Okay.
That's what they were doing. As a matter of fact, the whole point of it was to get his deposition on tape.
Yes. If you're in a deposition, you're sitting around a table and they're taping.
But is it sealed? Are the proceedings sealed?
I don't know.
I don't know if in this case, if it's sealed.
I don't know if it's up to the defendant or the prosecution.
But either way, I think if Brown was that much of an ass, it'll get out. Purposely.
Probably.
His own attorney will leak that to the media, saying, it's not my fault. I couldn't defend this a-hole.
I would. I'd leak it.
I also love, too, how like the NFL feigned that they were on top of all this and they couldn't wait to bring him in and to talk to him and investigate this whole deal with the civil suit. And apparently, they haven't even talked to him yet. Like the NFL hasn't even sat down with him and discussed the civil suit yet.
How's that conversation going to go?
I mean, he's not playing.
I know he's not playing, but they feigned that they were going to have this huge thing and they were going to get down to the bottom of it because it did happen while he was playing. And you know what? If he's looking to possibly play again, it's not like he's ineligible to play.
Well, what
people are staying away from him.
What this all means is he's not going to play this season. The question is, can he get his
act?
No. I mean, first of all, if I'm a team, the first person I call is that attorney saying, what's the deal with your client? Are all of those stories true about him? If that's true, I'm not going near that player.
If
I don't care how talented he is.
I'll tell you this. If I'm Rosenhaus, I'm not positive I want him playing this year with the way he's behaving and playing on short money.
If I'm Rosenhaus, I think about getting rid of this guy as a client.
But say you don't. Do you want him to come back this season for no money, or do you want him to rehabilitate his image and then come back next season?
Absolutely. That guy needs a car wash badly.
I agree. All right, well, let's not frittle-frattle around. Let's get to the Bankroll Boys, who have been doing me a solid. I'll tell you that much. We will have them. No commercials here, just the headline.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.